Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We are going to go right to the phones, and joining us from Discount Tackle is Austin Parr. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
You know, I think the timing is perfect because we've been talking to people about the mountains and how things are changing and, you know, how the fishing has taken off. But we got a nice day today. We'll have a few nice days next week, but we're going to have a couple of questionable days. A lot of people probably want to get out and do some fishing and celebrate the weekend a little bit, and a lot of them don't want to go far. So I thought maybe I'd talk to you to start out our segment anyway on maybe some of the opportunities right around the metro area where people can just get out and do a little fishing.
Absolutely. So, you know, we always talk about walleyes at places like Chatfield and Cherry Creek and various other metro impoundments across the Front Range, but we also have so many great opportunities in our local ponds to catch some largemouth bass that are either going to be moving into the spawn right now or being close to being done with some of the spawning activities at the moment. And some of those largemouth bass, along with panfish in our local lakes, really offer some great opportunities to get out, maybe even just for a few hours, and have some really good fishing close to home.
Well, and I can tell you that I live in Fort Collins, and there's two or three park ponds. There's one I know I can go to, and by using just a simple little bobber rig, I can catch, they're not going to be huge, but as many bluegills as I want, and every now and then a big crappie. I've got another one that, and I can get some bass there. I've got another one that I've caught some very nice bass in, and the one that's kind of a mixed bag. Almost every one of these ponds has something, is stocked like that, and they're great opportunities to spread out, have some fun, and walk around the bank and just enjoy yourself. So how do you
approach right now we're getting into some great opportunities to catch these fish in a variety of different ways as well. You know, you mentioned some of the bobber and bait or little small gulp type rigs when you're dealing with your panfish, but the bass are going to be really starting to think about topwater here really quickly, and that's one of my favorite ways to go over the next little bit, particularly as we get some warmer days coming here. But topwaters such as a Rebel Popper or a Whopper Plopper, some of the Berkeley Chapos can be really effective, but working those along the banks in the early mornings and late evenings may get a strike this early in the year, but we're close. It's going to be coming up really quickly here. But additionally, in the main bodies of the lake, Texas rigs with things like creature baits, black and blues are typically one of my favorite colors, however natural, can be really effective. And then if you get into some more of your weed growth, doing something a little bit different, and rather than fishing on the bottom, pulling yourself up a bit on a drop shot rig with some of those same plastics or minnow baits can keep you out of the weeds and get some fish onto the bank.
And you know what? Don't be afraid to go back to the old venerable plastic worm. I was on fishing bass tournaments, I made my living fishing plastic worms. And I tell you, if you have and that blue fleck, blue black color, if you go from about a 4-inch to an 8-inch plastic worm, different sizes in there, and Texas rig them with lighter sinkers a lot of times I do in these ponds. Bass, people don't throw that like they used to because of all the new creature baits and all the things, the drop shots and the Ned rigs. And bass respond to those, and you can fish them in just the worst, heaviest cover, and you'll catch fish on them. And it's easy to throw a handful in your pocket and go out and fish. What about, Austin, the people who – Let's take a couple different groups of people. Let's start first with, I'm going out fishing. Now, we got free fishing weekend coming up June 6th and 7th. So that weekend, you don't even need a license. But maybe I haven't used my fishing gear for a while. I want to go out. Maybe I want to take the kids out, or maybe I just want to go out. But I know I need to at least check that gear out and put probably – wouldn't you say that probably one of the best things you could do would be to bring that in and have you string it with new line?
Absolutely. That's right where I was going to go with that as well. Making sure that your line is good not only is going to help you have it not break on some fish, but also it will take all the old line with the memory off of there, and it's going to really create a much more pleasurable experience with less tangles, longer casting, better sensitivity many times. So that's going to be a good thing to take a peek at.
How much does it cost if I bring in a typical spinning reel and just have you spool it up for me? What is it typically going to cost me?
starting off with basic monofilament, really only a few dollars, under $5 many times, depending upon the size of the reel. And you can get into some fluorocarbon or braid for a little bit more expensive than that. But just the few dollars, $5 or so, gets you into just a much better experience. You'll have your gear work so much better for you.
Now, what if I don't have a fishing rod? Now, here's how I want to kind of approach this. If I don't know how much I'm going to fish and I may not go after this year, maybe I want to look at a combo, an inexpensive one, to get something I can at least fish with that works. What do I have to spend? But if I want to take that next step, what do I do?
Yeah, so to start with, there's some great Berkeley combos and some Shakespeare combos that come in at only about $30 or even a little bit less than that. You can get into a rod. But a little bit of a jump up, getting into some of the Abu Garcia type combos, get up to that $60 range plus line, get a much better rod that's getting you away from the fiberglass into a graphite rod that will be more sensitive, as well as a reel that's much smoother with a better anti-reverse system.
And I think if you really want to know you're going to get back into fishing, you and I, you helped contribute to an article I posted on my YouTube, not on my YouTube, but on my Facebook page. Just last week I posted it, I believe. You can still go to my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, and scroll down. I actually wrote it for the Denver Post, I think about a year or two ago. But you helped me and a few other people helped me, and we gave our recommendations on what we, if we could buy one rod to start fishing in Colorado. And I think we came down to between a 6.4 and a 7.2 medium action spinning reel, with something like maybe a President spinning reel. You still kind of find that to hold true?
Absolutely, and that's just a little bit of a step up from some of those Abu Garcia options that we've been talking about. But then Pure Fishing, the parent company of Berkeley and Pfluger, has come out with some really nice combos that are from Fenwick, that you get a Fenwick rod and a Pfluger President reel on there, get up to about $100. But that combo and that 6.5-foot medium-type rod, it's as good as anything out there. They really is well-rounded. If you want to trout fish, walleye fish, bass fish, it will do a lot of different things for you, and put some good line on it, and you'll have a combo that will last for a number of years.
Well, I actually filmed most of my television shows. Now, Pure Fishing was one of my major sponsors, and they would have supplied me the $200, $300, and $400 reels, and I have some of those. But mostly what I fished with, I said, let's fish with the ones that people were going to walk into the shop and buy. And we filmed almost all my TV series with the President reels. They're just good reels. I wouldn't be afraid to go out and fish a tournament with them. They're wonderful reels. They'll last you a long time if you take care of them. And for $100, you got an outfit that you can do probably 60 or 70% of the fishing you can do in Colorado with that one rod and reel, and it'll just last you a long time.
Certainly will. The bail wire is nice and fat on that too, so it doesn't bend like some of the other brands. The anti-reverse is perfect. They're very smooth. In my opinion, it's one reel that I sell more than anything else.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, we're going to do something coming up this next week. I'm going to bring back trivia, and you're going to supply some prizes. Have you decided on the prizes yet, or are we going to wait to announce that next week?
Absolutely. So we've got some Leatherman knives that we're going to be giving away for this prize package that sounds like it's going to include some survival trivia coming up here.
It is. I'm going to post an article on outdoor survival, not hardcore survival, but if you're out on a day trip or you're hunting or you're backpacking, camping, and you get lost or hurt, how do you survive? How do you turn that, instead of just being an inconvenience, not into a tragedy? And there's so much misconception out there, so much bad knowledge. I want to try to correct that. So during the course of the week on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, I'm going to post an article I wrote on survival. It reaches back to not only my search and rescue experience, my outdoor experience, but also I've talked to a number of experts around the country to do this. And then out of that, I'm going to ask some questions next week, and we're going to give away some of those Leatherman knives to the people that answer the question. So it ought to be a lot of fun. We'll look for it, and we'll tell them how they can get those knives from you. Last comment before we let you go. If you were going to go one place this afternoon and didn't have a boat, where would you go?
I'd probably be looking some of the local ponds right now. I'd be thinking about St. Vrain, but getting away from some of the state parks certainly are going to be, I think, a pretty worthwhile thing to be doing. So some of your local lakes for an evening, I may be thinking about a little bit of topwater action and or some plastic worms. Some of the ribbon-tail worms and or Senkos I think would be high on my list of what I might be throwing.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Catch some fish.
All right, my friend. Well, hopefully you'll stay busy, and you are open, by the way. Tell them where you're located.
We are. We're at Discount Fishing Tackle, 2645 South Santa Fe Drive, which is 6 blocks south of Evans on Santa Fe.
All right. Not only do you get great tackle, but lots of great information there. We'll talk to you again soon.
Terry, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Austin Parr from Discount Tackle. We're going to take time out. We're going to switch things up and talk some shotgunning right here on Terry Wicks from Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.